the sun. The other side.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Medford, this is 91.5 FM on your FM dial and WMFO.org. You're listening to What's Happening here every Sunday from 5 to 6 and the best of local music and other artists. Today we have a live guest. I am Mike.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Hana Khan. Thank you guys so much for having me here.
A pleasure. You're welcome. So why don't we go to the opening and then we'll be back with Hana in a moment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Had to park on Bay State Road, 'cause Fenway's all aglow. A book night after lands down the street, guitar in hand and summer heat. The faithful in their red and blue, a crowd outside the house of blues. I dodge a vendor's hawkers, gawkers, stalkers in my way. Breaking strings on cheap guitars, close my eyes, pretend we're stars. Salmon brought his heart to play. The doorman lands a smile away. One and two and three and four. Heads perked up, up goes the door. Breaking strings on cheap guitars. Close my eyes. That alley beyond that velvet cage, until then, here we remain with our strength, rain, singing ways.
Welcome back to What's Happening here at WMFO. I'm Aaron.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Hannah Khan.
Welcome, Hannah.
Thank you.
So I noticed that your musical instrument's a little smaller than most.
It is. I'm actually usually on keyboard, but the ukulele is a nice on-the-go instrument for solo sets.
Excellent.
You know, because I've, you know, I've only seen them, you know, on, you know, television, you know. I mean, Don Ho had one, you know. I mean, that's, you know, so that was basically my intro to it when I was a kid, you know. How do you find it different as an instrument than, say, the keyboard or, you know, somebody with a guitar?
It is a lot more simple for me. I know some ukulele extraordinaires who can do a lot with a ukulele. For me, it's more of just a really simple, easy instrument that I can take with me wherever I go. Keys are definitely my preferred instrument, but it's nice to be able to have something that allows for so much flexibility.
And, well, it's not a heavy instrument, which makes it good, too.
Yeah.
You know, easy to carry in, on and off, you know, the tee or in your car or otherwise.
Yeah.
So, let everybody know a little bit about you. Growing up, what you listened to, who your influences were.
Yeah, so I am a singer-songwriter from the Boston area. I grew up, I was actually just thinking about this, that a lot of people that I know grew up with particular influences. For me, I grew up with a mom listening to folk music, a dad listening to classical music, and neither genre really pulled me. I found myself pulled toward female powerhouses, and it was the age of the CD, and I just remember going to Tower Records and Barnes & Noble and just getting anything that caught my eye, which was always, looking back, I can see now, it was always a woman who was clearly this diva powerhouse vocalist. So I can see where a lot of my influence comes as a writer.
So, who would those influences be?
When I was a kid, I went to Shakira and Pink. Those are definitely my top two. Now I'm influenced by, I'm more influenced, I think, by local artistry than by popular artistry. Some of my favorites right now are George Woods, Ruby Rose Fox, Stains of a Sunflower, a lot of local bands that I'm just finding myself really connected to on a level that I can't be connected to a famous artist with. So local music has really influenced what I do now.
Which is really, really great, because many people say, you know, it was, you know, Dylan or, you know, Carly Simon or, you know, but hearing that the local people, and we've had George in, fed Ruby in, you know, so it's really cool to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, because that's where we have to start. I mean, otherwise, as we say, you know, everybody is a basement musician and nobody hears their music.
Right.
So, when you write, do you write the lyrics first? Do you write the music first? Do you take it from real life experiences or fantasy experiences?
Generally, it's been real life experiences. I'd say the only exception to that really is that I tend to do a lot of songwriting exercises to just keep my craft honed. When I do songwriting exercises, I'll tend to give myself a topic or a story and do my best to write a song about that. And in that case, I won't pull from real life experiences. Any of the songs that I perform on a regular basis are pulled from real life. In terms of whether I write music or lyrics first, it really depends. It's always from an emotive place. Sometimes music speaks to me more on an emotional level. Sometimes lyrically, I find myself with words in my head. It varies.
So do you have something you'd like to play for us today?
Sure. I will start with a new song. This one is called Happy Somewhere.
Outside on the patio, watching the
Turn to the door to step outside and live again. But broken minds take time to mend. Stand inside looking at the sun, hoping a new day will come when I'll face my fears, smile for once and won't be pretend. But broken hearts still need a friend, and broken hearts can love again and say today's the day I will stand up and say I will be happy, so happy, so happy, I will be happy, happy somewhere, I will be happy, I'll be, I'll be happy, I'll be happy somewhere, I will be happy, I'll be stuck outside in a traffic jam. My car won't move and I can't stand the feeling that I've lost all my control. Stuck outside on a crowded street, praying love will come for me, but I'm alone and I can't see, I'm lost and cold. But broken hearts can break the mold and say today's the day I will stand up and say I will be happy, so happy, so
makes you happy.
I'm so glad.
Great song.
Thank you.
Absolutely great song.
So, in your experiences playing the local scene, how long has that been?
I have been in the Boston scene, I'd say I've really delved into this scene in the past year. I've been involved in music professionally since 2014.
Okay. Well, what was that, if you can tell us?
Yeah. So initially when I got into music and I was very committed to being a full-time artist, I got very into the cover music scene. And okay. I was performing 3 to 5 nights a week performing acoustic covers at different bars and restaurants. And then after a couple of years of that, I realized that I really didn't have the time and energy for my original craft to do songwriting and to spread my message. And that just didn't feel quite aligned to me. And once I realized that, I delved much further into Boston and everything that
was that in the Boston, Cambridge, Somerville area, or was that outside of Boston area?
That was outside of Boston.
Okay. North Shore, South Shore, West, Metro
both.
West?
Yeah. Okay. Anywhere that would take
okay.
me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that your experience has evolved into a local solo performer, does the experience feel different for you? I imagine you put a different value on it.
Yes. Yeah. There are definitely times when I miss the cover performances. I think those are fun. I think there's a lot to them in their own way. And it's definitely something I would consider going back to part time. But nothing for me compares to getting to share my story with people who are truly interested in listening and getting to hear their stories. It's one of the most empowering experiences I think I've ever had.
That's great. Have you done any open mics in the Somerville, Cambridge, Boston area?
Yeah, I've been going to open mics pretty frequently in the last couple of months. I actually have a single release show this coming Friday.
That's excellent.
At the Lily Pad in Cambridge. So the past couple of months I've been open miking pretty frequently, promoting that.
That's great. But people don't know the Lily Pad is right in Image Square, and it's a performance and art space.
So what is the single called?
It's called Find Me. I actually did just figure out how to make a ukulele version of it, so I can play it for you guys today. But the track itself has a bit more of an electronic side to it, which is new for me, and I'm really excited to release that. And the song itself is a really big piece of my journey in the past year through the Boston music scene. I'm someone who is very open about my struggles with mental illness and my recovery from domestic violence experiences. And it's a very big mission of mine as an artist to raise awareness of those issues and to create a space in which we can talk about these things openly and feel safe and be a part of a community. And this track, Find Me, was a track that I wrote about a year ago, when I was really in the heart of my recovery and figuring out who am I, letting go of these traumatic experiences? Who do I become as a healthy, beautiful, living person? And this song coming to fruition as a single has been such a healing and incredible experience, and I'm really excited to share it.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us, and hope it's an inspiration for a lot of the people that are listening out there. Thank you.
Of course.
So, this will be the world ukulele
yes.
world premiere
yes.
of
yeah.
Find Me.
Waiting for the world to light. The sun is always on the other side. And there's no moon, it's always new. The werewolves have no howls left. They're always blue when I stand on the edge. The most beautiful view, but I can't find a way to you. Find me, please find me. I'm waiting for the light to come around. Love me, to be found.
everyone says I should have found it so long ago, but nobody seems to have answers to peace of mind. So how do I tell it to find me? And I stand on the edge with the most beautiful view, but I can't find a way to you. Oh, find me, please find me. I'm waiting for the light to come around. Love me, please love me. A mended heart has yet to be.
Listen to WMFO in Medford.
What'd you like to do?
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to What's Happening. I'm Mike.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Hannah Khan.
Nice to have you here today, Hannah Khan.
Thank you guys for having me.
You're welcome.
It seems to be a trend that every guest we have on, each song gets better and better and better.
Hmm.
And that's just terrific.
Yeah. I'm sure it comes with the comfort of, you know, the longer you're playing, the more comfortable you feel and things like that.
Before I forget, it's about 5:25 on the digital clock. I usually like to mention every Sunday there's an open mic at the Tavern at the End of the World in Charlestown, and that's usually the festivities usually start there around 4 o'clock, 4 to 6. They usually have a guest artist, and from 6 to about 10 they have an open mic. So I encourage people to participate and go out and see great talent like we have right here.
Awesome. I actually didn't know about that open mic, so thank you for putting that on my radar.
Yeah, just contact Natalie Flanagan, who's a great artist, and we support her. And 500 feet from the T-stop, Sullivan Square.
And of course, there's so many great artists performing this month in Salem, because it's a haunted happening, so they've got
a
couple of different stages up there, and I know on the 28th at 12 o'clock, Ronnie Black Hat Duchesne and the Black Hat Project are going to be performing. And he's now also a co-host of mine at Salem State.
Nice.
He does Acoustic Avenue right after My show, What's Happening.
And don't get frustrated with the traffic. The T stops right into Salem. Look up their schedule. There are buses. There are trains. There are other ways to get in there. Go up in Salem and enjoy this fabulous month up there of haunted happenings.
So, you said local artists are there to inspire you and keep you going. Anybody in particular? I mean, I know you mentioned a few of them, but
the few that I mentioned are definitely my tops. I'm also very influenced by Haley McGee, who runs Talisman Music Group, a consulting firm for emerging artists, and the influence that she has had on me and on so many incredible artists' careers is truly an incredible thing and inspires me every day.
If you hear that, Haley, please come on.
Absolutely. We met her at
the Isotope thing we did about a year or so ago. There was a state of the music situation in Boston, and me and Aaron participated, and we met her there.
She's been so busy.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. I mean, when she has the opportunity, I know she'll come on. Because if she's busy helping artists like you, then that's the key. I mean, because everybody should be helping everybody else and going to see other people perform, sticking around for the next person who's on the bill. And then everybody else should be out there supporting the great local artists.
Agreed.
Because without that, you know, like I said, it's going to be very quiet.
It would. It's what makes the scene what it is.
There's more than Netflix. There's more than the internet. There's nice clubs, like we were talking about earlier, you know, Tavern at the End of the World or the White Rose in Lynn, a Glulu Glulu in Salem, or a bunch of places.
Or, of all places, where you're debuting your CD release.
At the Lily Pad in Cambridge, Friday, October 20th.
Yes.
What time will that be?
That will be at, doors are opening at 7 o'clock. We have a couple of other amazing artists on the bill. Maxwell Bailey and Katie Dobbins are both performing. Katie is actually running a movement called Let the Music Set You Free, surrounding the idea of freedom through music, and it should be a really incredible night.
And that's Inman Square, right on the T. Bus line stops right in front of there, right in Cambridge. You can take it from Leechmere or probably from Union Square and come right over to see this fantastic talent right here.
Thank you.
Do you have another song for us?
Sure. I'll play a bluesier one of mine. This one's called All the Way Home.
Up on the side of the road, walking down the street all alone. Can't ask for a ride from the city tonight. You're walking all the way home. Choke up as you sit at the bar. The cute boy looks at you from afar. He's walking your way. You don't know what to say. You're walking all the way. Says, baby, I made a mistake. I'm your man. All men tell lies and all girls cry. Oh, walking all the way home, all the way home, all the way home, all the way home, all the way home. Sit down as you reach for the wine, wandering to yourself.
That was great.
Thank you.
How many gigs are you doing a year?
Wow, what a fantastic question. It has really varied per year because I was doing the cover gigging full time. So when I was doing that, it was too many. Now I'm a lot more focused on strategizing different areas. And what I mean by that is rather than trying to perform as much as possible, I'm really spacing out performances. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing a performance in any given area once every 3 to 4 months. And then in between, it's just open micing. So I haven't actually tracked how many performances I'm doing now.
And you're recording stuff in the studio?
Yes. So Find Me was recorded in studio. I have another single that I'm releasing in the beginning of 2018. And then over the summer, I will be beginning the process of my first debut album. So
Do you want to give a shout out to the studio?
Nico Rivers. Yeah. He's absolutely phenomenal. He's a sound engineer who he doesn't have his own studio. He has a setup that he can bring to you. Nice. In our case, we went to the record company and he was my engineer and was just absolutely stunning to work
with. That's great. Well, we are really, really happy that you're in today and you're great, doing some really, really great stuff. Going forward, do you have any goals going forward in the next year or so?
I have specific goals in terms of performances that I'd like to do and projects I'd like to put together, like this this album I'm hoping to release in winter of 2019, so a year and a half from now. That's a big goal of mine. And then in the winter, I plan to do a domestic violence awareness and benefit show. So I have some small goals like that. I had been someone who would set these like astronomical 5-year goals of, I want to play in TD Garden. I want to do these huge things. And I found myself getting so stuck because how do you get from playing a local club for 20 people to that huge level? So I've kind of scaled back on the goals.
A former director I had said, Mike, how do you eat an elephant? And I said, how do you eat an elephant? He goes, one bite at a time.
Yes, exactly.
So you're on your journey there.
Yeah.
That's great. You were mentioning domestic violence. I know that Ruby Rose Fox is very involved in that. So I imagine you will be touching base with her on that.
I plan to.
That's great.
So for aspiring artists, any thoughts or suggestions?
Yes. In terms of what specifically?
Well, getting out there, performing, writing. I mean, you know, because some people think they can only play covers. And I think everybody has something in them that they need to say.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. So I actually, it's great that you bring that up. I actually do some artist coaching and management work on the side alongside the original performance. And I haven't focused too much on the actual writing side. My area of expertise is in branding and marketing. And the question that I get asked most often is, how do I build my following? And it can be difficult, but I think the best thing to do is the in-person networking. And I think that that can be really hard in this day and age of social media because, like you said, there is more than just Netflix.
Yeah.
And we're so consumed in our social media and in our computers. So really having that internal dialogue where you can say to yourself, yes, it is worth going out to this open mic. It is worth making these connections. And then also pushing through that fear of asking people for things. At a show, I'll ask everyone to sign up for my email list, whether I know them or not. And that's something that I don't necessarily see a lot of artists doing. And it's that small step that can really allow you to engage with people on another level.
Or getting out and seeing other people perform and learn something from either their stage presence or asking questions.
Yes.
Because, you know, I mean, everything is instantaneous now on your phone or on your computer or less in your car, but it's still in your car. But getting out there and seeing something live, I think has more of a personal effect on somebody.
Yes.
Because seeing the artist perform, I mean, having you here and hearing your voice live and what you have to say live will top anything that I can walk away with in hand.
Right.
Other than you. And that's what I look at.
Your smile is better than a Facebook post.
Thank you. I agree with that. I think anyone's smile is better in person than in a Facebook post.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, Photoshop is really good.
Yeah. And there's nothing like in-person contact and connection. I think that that's something that we really crave with being on social media so much. It can just be hard to make that initial leap to get that.
Well, like right now, you tried something brand new for yourself.
I did. Hi, Facebook Live.
But it's another way of getting your message out there.
Right.
But that's only a tool to do so. People coming out on Friday and seeing the other two artists perform in front of you or around you, and then coming out and seeing you and meeting you. I mean, that means so much more than, oh, hey, just drop me a message. I'll send you my CD or I'll send you the code.
Right.
It's not the same.
Right. I think in terms of coming back to building a following, I think that that relationship building is another really key point, that if you really figure out the artists that you want to connect with and connect with them in person, that's going to make more of an impact than sending them a message on Facebook.
You know, I mean, because there are, you know, all levels of experience as an artist. You know, somebody fresh out who may hit the ground running and be an instant success. But in order to keep there, you need to work with the people around you. And people who take it slow, you know, it's different for everybody, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
But just to be out there and be part of, you know, whether it's an open mic, a farmer's market, you know, performing a house party, you know, you're getting the word out to other people.
And exactly.
That's great. When you first made the jump from a cover band, and basically it's like having your shield or armor with you, and now you don't have it with you, how did you make that transition? I think a lot of people need to hear how you make that transition, because that goes through their mind. All of a sudden, I'm up on stage by myself. I feel naked. I feel vulnerable. How did you make that transition?
That's a really great question. Honestly, mental illness played a really big part for me in that. Part of why I transitioned from the cover performances was because where I was at that time, it wasn't sustainable for me. I was engaged in a career that wasn't healthy, and I would look healthy on stage and I would go home and I would crash and I would have trouble getting out of bed. And it ultimately came down to my body saying to me, hey, we can't keep this up. This isn't sustainable. So it was something that I honestly wasn't in the place to say, yeah, I'm going to confidently make this leap into original music. It was more a transition that happened due to my health. And that being said, once I made that transition and I was still so determined to be self-employed, and that meant that I had to figure out, okay, how do I make ends meet? How do I really delve into this? And it is terrifying. It completely is. And I think that that's okay.
I know there's some artists, and on Facebook, they always do their little confessions. They say, I just quit my job.
Right.
We're going out on the road. I know Sasha from Particle Slide, and I know a few other people have done it. And it's a scary time.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the thing is, people tell me a lot that I'm lucky to be self-employed. I would say that it's not really luck. It's something that I've strategized in my life, and that for people who want to delve further into their artistry and their career, that it's important to embrace your courage and understand that courage doesn't mean the absence of fear. Courage is acknowledging your fear and living with that and allowing that to be with you as you try new things.
Was networking part of that transition for you?
Yes. Yeah, I think networking has become something that I've engaged in a lot more in the last 6 months that I've really been in a healthier place. When I initially delved into the music scene, the original music scene about a year ago, I actually wasn't healthy enough to go to open mics and to network with people. And I was someone who was just constantly on the social media side. Now that I've become significantly healthier and I'm able to get out and about, networking has been, I want to say, the most key part of building my own following and putting together shows with people who really inspire me.
I imagine some people might be contacting you to, you know, get some support.
I would love that.
Yeah, I think the support of others will help.
Yes.
And don't be afraid to ask.
Yes.
I mean, if a person says, no, I don't have the time, okay, I understand, but there's always somebody else.
Yeah.
And many times, you don't get to know. But it may take a little longer. But don't take that as a negative. Take that as a positive, that they're there. And they've been through it, too.
I like to think that there is no right way to live life. That's something that I try to keep in mind a lot, that I would recommend for any artist. It's so easy to get lost in this comparison game and to remind ourselves that just because something hasn't been done before, it doesn't mean that we can't be the first people to do it the way we want to do it. Life is short and we deserve to live life the way that we've always dreamed we could.
Do you have another song for us?
I do, and it fits so well with these rants that I've been going on. It is about just being, and it's called I Simply Am.
Day, telling myself that I'm okay, telling myself I will be fine. But when I look around, I can't see. Everything just feels so hazy. There's a coat of black, it covers my life. I stand up, try to smile, but everything hurts. I'm getting lost in memories where demons lurk. They scream at me that nothing in my life will work. So when will I simply be. Wake up and a year's gone by, and I'm starting to wonder why I never seem to win. I always seem to lose. And if my heart is broke, that's all I'll know. And I'm afraid to let it go. Now that it's mending, I'm scared to let it show. But I listen to the wind, I listen to the music. One day and find I'm thriving my way through it. And when I dance like I've never danced before. With my wings I soar. I'm climbing higher than I knew I could. I can't stop, won't stop till I find something good. Oh, this is my life, this is
stop living, can't stop living, won't stop.
Thank you.
You listen to WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Hannah Khan.
And you're listening to What's Happening. So, when you broke through from covers to originals, what was the song that either you wrote or that inspired you to do so?
So I've been writing forever. So it wasn't like I started writing when I transitioned. I've been writing since I was about 10. So it's when I initially got into music, I had said to myself, I want to make it as an original artist. I just had no idea how to make that come to life. So I don't know that there was a specific song. It was more that there was a point when I was just like, you know what? It's time. It's time to go for this.
That sounds like a great name for a song.
Yeah.
Time to go for this.
Yeah.
That's your next single.
Yeah.
After
there you go.
The one that you have in the works. Actually, that sounds like an inspiration also for your the great cause of domestic violence. Time to go for this and just go and
move forward
get it,
and
get
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
absolutely.
I probably look forward to hearing that single very, very soon. not to put any
No pressure.
No pressure at all. So do you have one more for us?
Sure. I have to think about which one I wanna play. I'll do a song that I actually wrote on ukulele. I don't play this one too often, so it'll be nice to bring that out. This is called Freedom.
Ground. Free and fly.
free, I'm flying free. Thank you.
I said each one more priceless than the other.
Well, we want to thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, guys.
And we
so
thank
much
you
for
your message.
Absolutely.
And anybody who feels they're being a victim of domestic violence, please tell somebody, reach out, get help.
Yes.
Don't suffer alone. And thank you for that message.
Thank you for having me here tonight.
You. Let everybody know where they can find your music, about your CD release on Friday.
Yes. My name is Hannah Khan. It's spelled H-A-N-A. K-A-H-N, and you can find me at Hannah Khan Official on Facebook and Instagram. I do a lot of body activism work on Instagram as well. You can sign up for my email list at hannahkhan.com. It's the best way to stay up to date with anything I have coming up. And on Friday, October 20th, you can catch me at the Lily Pad in Cambridge with Katie Dobbins and Max Bailey for my single release show. Doors open at 7.
Well, I think we need to give you another...
Thank you so much.
And gonna go out with a great brand new single by Telemore. Welcome to the 1%.
Thank you.
See you next week and have a great, safe week.
Thanks.
You want. When you're feeling hungry, you buy the restaurant. Women come right to your door, champagne and cocaine too. You don't have to lift a finger, don't have to tie your shoes. Welcome to the 1%. You got women, song, and wine. You don't matter how much you spend, 'cause brother, you're doing. Luca on a plate, a banker for a buddy, and a model for a date. I'm in your private jet, the seats are leather clad. You live in blissful ignorance of a world that's going mad. Welcome to the 1%. You got women, song, and wine. It don't matter how much you spend, 'cause brother, you're go!